1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. If you want a copy of the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of 2000 CD, and you can make it out to GameWorks at the Block at Orange tomorrow night, you can call 877-616-7445 and order it over the phone. They accept Visa, MasterCard, personal check. That's 877-616-7445. A copy of the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of 2000 CD. $20, $3.50. Shipping and handling, every single dime goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway youth in Hollywood. And the money that we've made so far, thanks to you, $73,112.50. $73,000 in the sale of our CD. We thank you. A stage 2 power alert was in effect yesterday as Northern California found itself caught between a lack of electricity available for import from the Pacific Northwest and a transmission line bottleneck slowing down the flow of power from the south. Point being, the entire state of California has been in an energy emergency for several weeks now. A lot of reasons for this. The slow development, the slow construction of power stations, deregulation of power, bad management at Southern California Edison. Used to be that a public utility was a pretty sure deal when it came to investing your money. Investing your money in public utilities was almost a rock-solid blue-chip investment. It is rumored that Southern California Edison will have its credit rating dropped to the status of junk bond on Wall Street. That's the rumor. That's how crap can they've been run. Junk bond. Alf Berger is a condo association tenant representative, just one of many condominium associations, homeowners all across the state who have been caught in this energy squeeze. And Alf, as a tenant representative, you have got to oversee. Now, the governor has said to stop using all unnecessary electricity, right?
Yeah, the governor, Phil, has the first thing that he has asked everybody to do is to stop using all unnecessary electricity so that they can conserve the energy that they've got so that there's no more rolling blackouts, that they're afraid they're going to have rolling blackouts this coming Christmas weekend.
What are you doing as a tenant representative?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing, sir, as a tenant representative there in your condo? Where are you, in Ventura?
I'm in Ventura, California, yes.
What are you doing?
Well, the first thing that we're doing here is we are disallowing, as Governor Davis has indicated, we're disallowing Christian lights. I'm Jewish personally, which is not really an issue, but over the years you see a lot of the Christian lights and you see how much they really hurt the energy resources. We don't have enough energy resources for the Christian lights at this time of year. California's in trouble, and the people's Christian lights are sucking the life right out of the state. And that's the...
Is that the message that you're giving people there who live with you?
Yes, sir, that is our message.
That the Christmas lights are sucking the energy up too much and they shouldn't use them.
In the state of California, the thing you got to think about is that Jews during Hanukkah, we have a menorah, which is only 8 candles. If Jews want to put lights up, then I say shame on you for copying the Goyim. Be what you are. The Christian lights of Christmas have caused rolling blackouts.
And it's all right, well, beyond whether you're Jewish or whether you're telling Jewish residents, are you telling Jewish residents of your condo not to use lights?
Well, I'm saying shame on you. You're not Christian. Why do you put up Christian lights? You should use a menorah, which is only 8 candles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You light it with a match, for crying out loud. Okay, so...
I don't know what the relevance is, but...
Well, the relevance is that right now we are trying to conserve energy.
So everybody should not be turning on their Christmas lights or their Hanukkah lights.
Well, everybody, yes, should not be. I mean, the governor has said no Christian lights, and we don't allow the lights, and the people have complained about it.
All right, that's what I was going to ask you. So you've had complaints from a variety of your tenants that you will not allow any Christmas lights.
I am not allowing. As of midnight on last Saturday night, I am not allowing any Christian lights at all. And that includes anybody who's putting up Hanukkah lights. We will not allow it because the governor said we could have rolling blackouts.
And you're getting some pushback.
We have had some complaints from people who have said that it doesn't make any difference. These are condominiums, and they only string a little bit of lights around their windows.
And it's, so these are not big homes, and they're not even big townhouses. They're condominiums.
That doesn't make any difference. We're trying to go by what the governor asked. And I say, if you run out of electricity, then maybe you don't complain about Christian lights. Maybe then you complain about how you don't have no refrigeration, or about how you don't have no heating, or your electricity, your electric blanket.
Right.
You see, so, or your heating pad. But they're begging me and pleading with me to be able to do it.
And so far you've said no?
So far I've said no. No, 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 no. There'll be no Christian lights. And
by the way, you keep calling them Christian lights.
The Christmas lights, Christian lights, yeah, it's the same thing to me.
All right. We're talking to Alf Berger. He's a tenant representative at his condo association in Ventura. Our number 1-800-449-8686 is part of a energy crunch in California. He is not allowing. Is it free? So you have just basically, is that your decision to make?
Right now, I'm making that decision. The president of the condo association, who would generally consult on that, is not in town. They are out of town in Chicago. So I have unilaterally said, no, 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 no Christmas lights.
All right. Now, the pushback that you're getting is from tenants who are saying it only takes a little string of lights around the window. What's the big deal, right?
Well, but they're begging me and they're pleading with me. My wife, Ethel, died 2 summers ago. Mr. Andrew, if I could tell you a personal thing for a minute.
Okay. I mean,
Just for a minute.
Go ahead.
My wife, Ethel, died 2 summers ago, and I know that God has taken her into his care. And I know that God above is taking care of my beautiful Ethel. But the loneliness for me was crushing. And the loneliness that I felt. And the lady next door to me, who she has also lost her dead husband. And she came to me and she asked me, may I have my lights? And I said, Mrs. Riley, I will allow that if you will have dinner with me. And you will provide me with a few hours of physical relations.
No, wait.
No. I mean nothing by it.
But wait a second.
No, I don't mean, but I simply wanted a few hours of physical relating more than one time. I'd like to do it twice. And she promised me she would do it twice. And she only did it once. And she never touched it like she said she would. So I said, no, 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 you don't get your lights. Like I have confiscated all the other Christian lights. And she did something very, very classic that all women do when they have been dumped by a man. And she went around to her girlfriends and she said, I had a small one. And I do not, I do not, I do not.
Okay, Mr. Berger.
Yes, sir.
Are you saying that you said to these women that you'll let them use their Christmas lights if they have sex with you?
I said to Mrs. Riley, who lives next door, my wife died, sir. Let me back up if I could.
I just wanted to get, if they have sex with you, they could turn on their lights.
Let me say this.
You did say that.
Let me say this. My wife Ethel died. I loved her like I'd never loved a woman before. I've been so lonely. I saw that these women wanted to turn on their Christmas lights. I said, okay, you can turn on your lights. It's been weeks now. You never shut up about it. If you'll have physical relations with me. Yes, I did.
And you are admitting that now on the air.
Yes, sir, I am.
And you don't find anything about that manipulative? Anything about that that degrades these women involved?
No, 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 no. Because I have always been a decent man. And this is not about sex. It's about love.
Do you love this lady, Mrs. Riley?
I could grow to love her. I could grow to love her.
All right, well, this is an unusual story. Alf Berger is
an unusual story, Mr. Henry, because I have lived it or because no other man has lived it.
It's an unusual story, sir, that you would say to the lady next door, as the tenant supervisor, you'll allow her to turn on her Christmas lights if she'll have physical relations with you. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Alf Berger is a condo association tenant representative. We want him to talk about how they're conserving energy at their condo association. He has said that he has told them no Christmas lights allowed. He keeps calling them Christian lights. Now, a lady who lives next door asked if she could turn her lights on. He said he lost his wife 3 years ago, and he asked her if she'd have dinner with him and if they could do it. And apparently she said she would, but it wasn't twice like she said. It was only once. He's not letting her use her Christmas lights. I'd like to get this lady on the phone, too, Mike. Here's her phone number. It's a Mrs. Riley who lives next door to him. And hear her side of the story. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. And, Alf, you there?
I'm here, sir.
Okay, so you have yourself a condominium association there, and you're trying to save energy, and you said that you told the lady next door that she could turn her lights on if she would...
I don't want to address that directly.
If she'd have sex with you, right?
No, sir. I said that my wife had passed on, and that my wife had provided me with a great deal of comfort, and that, yes, I was very lonesome.
You were very lonesome, but what does the Christmas light situation have to do with you having sex?
I said that the lady could turn on her lights if she could provide me with a little bit of comfort, and I don't think there's anything wrong with a little bit of Christmas comfort. And I don't want to be ashamed of myself, but I miss my wife very much.
Okay, so it's about your wife.
It's about being lonely for my wife, yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686.
You know, there's an old saying, sir.
Yeah?
This, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You scratch my back.
There are some people that would say asking a woman for sex in return for a favor is a lot like treating her like a prostitute.
No. I'm not at all impressed with that old way. That's old school thinking. That's old school thinking. I'm not at all impressed with that.
How's that old school?
I think that if a woman wants something and a man wants something, they come together and find out how they can help each other. These are all very elderly people. I'm 61 years of age. This lady's 62 years of age. We all have been around the block. We know what we're doing.
1-800. Okay, you all know what you're doing. You know, I'm not. You can do whatever you want to do. I'm just asking.
Those Christian women will do anything to put up their stupid lights. If they do anything to put their stupid lights up, then let them have a physical. Let them take care of me. Let them take care of me.
Are these women? Are these women married?
The lady I'm talking. I'm talking about one lady.
Is she married?
No, sir. She's not.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Jack on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil, this is Jack. This is Al guy that you're talking to. I thought this was a spoof going on, but, you know,
yeah, Al, are you telling me that you're actually having this lady have sex? I mean, we want to know if you're being for real with us.
You asked me about Governor Davis.
Okay, I know, and you're doing what the governor asked, which is turn the lights off, okay?
Yes, sir. But I brought up my wife because I miss her very much.
So he's blackmailing women out there so they can have a string of lights around their window.
No, sir, it's not blackmail.
You know,
how's
what
it blackmail?
Do you call it then?
How do you call that blackmail? I'm not breaking the law.
You're not.
No,
you're
sir, I'm not.
You're soliciting.
I am not soliciting.
I don't know what you'd call it then.
I say that I'm looking for something in my life. Have you ever looked for something in your life?
Well, that's right. I do. I have looked for stuff in my life.
You ever take a lady out to dinner?
Certainly, I took a lady out for dinner before
okay.
I was married.
Okay, did she provide you with sex afterwards?
Wait a minute.
No.
When you take a woman out for a social evening, that's one thing. But
that
to just point,
you have to have sex.
Do you? But you would not turn it down, would you?
It depends on the situation.
You wouldn't turn it down, though, would you?
Well, I would now because I'm married.
If the lady put her lights up and she wanted to give me a sexual thrill as a way of saying thank you.
Wait a minute. That's not what you said, though.
She didn't offer to give you a sexual thrill. You asked for it. You're holding the lights as more or less as a bribe. You can have your lights if you give me sex. Otherwise, you don't get your lights. Light 8 candles or ever how many you light or whatever.
No. You know. The Jewish Hanukkah, the menorah is 8 candles that we light. We don't put up.
I'm going to lose you here. I'm on the cell phone.
We don't put up no Christian lights.
I think I'm
going to
lose you.
All right, sir. Thank you for your call. The guy is, I think he was a little confused about the menorah, but he was saying that you came right out and asked for sex.
No, I said that my wife died.
What did you say? You said my wife is dead.
I said, Mrs. Riley, my wife is dead. It's been very many years. I'm so lonely. And I said I would enjoy relating with you on a physical level in the most pure and clean manner, that I would bathe.
Boy, you are a romantic guy.
Well, hey, Mr. Henry, I don't know what world you live in, but I live in a world where I respect women.
That you would bathe, meaning I'll let you put your lights up if you have sex with me.
I never said that.
That was the intimation. Denise, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I cannot believe that this guy's doing this. I'm sorry, but I live in Ventura County, and I'm hoping that our district attorney's office is listening to this, and I hope to God that he goes after this man and gets him for sexual harassment of the worst kind.
No. What's the DA going to get me for?
Sexual harassment.
How's that sexual harassment?
Because you don't have the right in any way, shape, or form to tell anyone that if they want to put up their Christmas lights, they have to have sex with you first.
But I never said that.
Yes,
He's claiming he never said it. He said it.
I heard him, and the rest of America heard him.
I said to the lady that my wife died in 1997, in the summer of 97, and that it would be a kindness.
I don't care when your wife died. I don't care if she's still alive. It makes no difference. The fact is,
I was loyal to my wife for 40 years.
It doesn't matter. You're telling them if they want Christmas lights, they're to sleep with you. Sorry.
That's sexual harassment. These Christian women want to have their lights.
Christian women, what are you, Jewish? So they're bad because they're Christian and they want to have their Christmas lights up.
Oh, so you're a Jew hater, huh? Jews, right? The governor of the state of California said don't use no Christmas lights. And these broads are using them.
That's your decision.
It's my decision as the condominium tenant representative to tell them that they can't use the Christmas lights.
Oh, really?
Then why?
Unless they have sex with you. Hello?
That is a proviso.
That
is a proviso. If they were to have clean, hygienic, physical relations with me.
That's called sexual harassment.
Not if you use
a
condom.
If these women decide they want to file a class action suit against you,
I will link
them up with an attorney to do it.
Ma'am, in the state of Nevada, if you use a condom, it is clean.
You're not in Nevada. You're in California.
Well,
illegal here. It's called sexual harassment.
When did you start hating Jews?
I don't.
Wait a minute. Asking somebody like that is like saying, when did you start beating your wife, okay?
I don't hate Christians. The Christians are the ones that are sucking up all the electricity with the Christian lights.
How do you figure?
Because they're on all over the city, and the governor said, turn the damn things off, for crying out loud.
Are you living in the dark right now?
Don't use no Christian lights. I got regular lights.
You got regular lights. What the hell have to do with Christmas lights? That's not causing this shortage.
That I'm a very respectful man.
But it would be okay if they use up the electricity if they have sex with you. That's what you're saying.
That's what you're saying.
I am circumcised.
I don't care. She is a Christian.
She never had sex with a circumcised penis.
Okay.
Give it a break.
Are you putting me on?
I am saying as I have a circumcised penis and that she had never had a circumcised. She told me that.
So what? It has nothing to do with electricity.
I'm giving her a break.
Denise, hold the line. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Join us tomorrow night at GameWorks at the Block at Orange. We'll be there from 9 o'clock till midnight. And we'll be signing our number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of 2000 CD. And for $20, you'll get a game card. $5 of your purchase goes to my friend's place. We'll be there live in person, GameWorks at the Block at Orange tomorrow night, 9 to midnight. Signing up the CDs. And we have Alf Berger, who is a condominium association tenant representative. What's the difference between that, Alf, and a condo president?
Well, the difference between that, or I like to say, is a condo president takes a lot of vacations, you know, because our condo president's not here right now. So I'm here, and I'm stepping in all the stuff. I'm stepping in all the, you know, the crap, because I got all these broads. Who are saying,
when you say broads, you mean women?
Yes, sir. I mean the women who are saying, oh, I want to use my Christian lights. Oh, I want to use my Christmas lights. I said, no, 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 no. Governor Davis said, you can't because of the blackout.
But you said this lady next door would have sex with you, and then you'd let her use the lights.
I said to her that I love my wife so very deeply.
I know all about you loving your wife, but you made the comment before the break, she never had sex with a circumcised man.
I thought that I was giving her a kindness. In my faith, you give someone a kindness. And
So a kindness is, would you like to have sex with a circumcised man?
Mr. Henry, you want to make it dirty, and I'm trying to make it beautiful. You want to make it filthy, and I try to make it shine. You want to make it something that's nasty and in the gutter, and I try to make it. And I said to her, Peggy, you know, it's circumcised, and I don't know whether you want to take a crack at that, but I'll let you turn the lights on.
To me, there's something wrong with it, okay?
Well, all right, to you, there's something wrong with it.
To me, there's a lot wrong with it. To me, it sounds like you're manipulating this poor woman, and all she wants to do is have lights on. Maybe she got grandkids coming over to see the lights. Who knows? Tony on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hello?
Tony, go ahead.
Well, Mr. Berger, you know,
grandchildren who live back east in New York City.
Mr. Berger, I'm very appalled at things that I'm hearing, and when I found out that you were Jewish, I'm so embarrassed. And
it disturbs me
to no end that, first of all, that you're not accepting other religious people's behaviors and beliefs. That's another issue. Okay.
That's another issue. It's got nothing to do with religion. It's got to do with the fact that they got to conserve
Berger,
the electricity.
The main issue is that you are lonely and you are seeking companionship, which is very understandable. There are many people like that, and
I see
people like that in my profession on a daily basis.
Thank you very much.
However, since I assume you're fairly attractive and good-looking, aren't you able to meet women and have relations with women without having to bribe them, without having to put something over their head as a lure? Mr. Berger.
Life is a series of transactions, my young friend. And whether you take a woman out on a date or whether you have her over for a nice cup of coffee, or whatever you do, life is a series of transactions. My wife, who I lost three summers ago, God rest her soul.
I guarantee that your wife, if she was a wonderful person like you say she was,
she was an angel. She was.
She would never have approved. She would never approve of what you have done.
I will tell you something.
I'm sorry,
Tony.
No moral person would say what you did was ethical. And it's absolutely inhumane.
Tony, is it Tony? Is that your name, dear?
Yes, it is.
My wife said to me, I'll tell you something. She says, you got a baseball bat there. You are the man.
Can we not talk about this?
I'm talking about my wife, though.
Don't talk to us about how your wife described. Is this your sexual organ?
She said she called me Batman. Is there something
wrong
with that?
Then if you're so endowed, Mr. Berger, you don't have to use religion. You don't have to persecute people religiously to get your sexual favors. I'm sorry.
She said it was a baby's arm holding an apple, is what she said. And I said to her, God bless you, Ethel, and when you pass on, and if God ever gives me the blessing of love again, I hope it's with a Gentile woman who will see a circumcised penis.
What, are you crazy?
What?
Are you crazy?
What?
You sound like you're nuts. You're crying about your wife? You told your wife that?
This was my gift to her.
Your gift to who?
My wife.
Okay, great, Ethel. After you croak, I'll find me a Gentile woman and show her a circumcised penis.
Like, that's really the most important thing women are looking for. Get real.
Then why did she say to me, batter up?
Batter up.
Well, because that was your wife's interest. Don't assume all women have the same desires and priorities.
Don't fool yourself.
Because they don't.
Oh, man. Tony, thank you for your call. Batter up.
That's what she said.
Cynthia, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Cynthia.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sir.
Batter up.
First of all, I'd like to have a conversation with you as opposed to yelling and screaming.
Absolutely. I appreciate that sentiment.
Number one,
I'm 61 years old. I got blood pressure you wouldn't believe.
Okay. I just want to let you know, I am a Gentile, quote, woman. I am married to a Jewish man.
He's a lucky man. He's blessed.
I'm a very lucky woman to be married to a Jewish man also. But what I want to tell you is I'm a younger woman, and I know that there are a lot of Gentile men out there who are circumcised. And I don't think it's an issue whether or not you are circumcised or not. I think it's an issue with women whether or not you respect them, whatever age that you meet.
But they weren't circumcised by a moil, and that's a sloppy job they do in the Gentiles. They do a sloppy job.
Well, I have two young boys.
If Mr. Henry was honest with you, he'd tell you it could probably be another couple inches today. If it was,
will you please?
What?
Would you please not speak for me?
Sir, I would like to have a respectful conversation with you. And what I want to tell you is my personal feelings towards you and this woman that you had sex with for the lights. Number one is I feel sorry for the woman.
I can see her lights twinkling in her window right now.
Well, what I want to know is you're saying that the president of your condo association is in Chicago. Does he not have a phone number? Does he not have a cell line? Is he out of reach?
This is something I can handle. I don't need to bother him with it.
I have a question. Sir.
If this lady has her lights twinkling in her window right now, what do the other women think?
They're tough luck, isn't it?
No,
they're
what I
tough
know is
luck.
What is going to happen to these other people? If they decide, sir, if they decide they're just going to turn on their lights anyway, whether or not you say you want them to or not.
Then the condominium association has the right to lien their property and issue
would
a fine.
Would you really like this to go to court? Would you really like
I'll
this to
what?
Go to court?
All I got to do is step to my door and yell, batter up, and we'll
and
see.
And you would say that in a court of law.
Yeah,
judge.
Would you say to a judge, I yelled batter up, so that the women...
Batter up, play with my balls.
Okay. You see, I think you're a mental case, and...
Well, I think you're nuts, and I think...
No, you're nuts, and you're proving that you're nuts. Batter up. Talking
sir,
about your wife on her deathbed saying, man, what a ball player you are, or whatever the thing that was.
She used to call me Babe Ruth. She used to call me
Babe
Ruth.
Sir, you know, if... You as a Jewish man, why is it that you need to be with a Gentile woman? What is it with you
I'm giving her a break.
What could you possibly be giving a Gentile woman?
She can see a penis that was circumcised by a moil and not...
All right.
You always keep cutting your guests off. It really pisses me off. Why don't you let me finish a sentence, okay?
I heard your sentence.
Boy. Real asshole.
Yeah, okay. Now I'm hanging up on you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Henry Show. See, there's an interesting article here that sort of resonates in my family. Speaking of being Jewish, I'd like to know. I really would like to know, and I'm not quite sure I can find the answer to this, but I'd like to know: is there such a thing? I know that there is religious. One's Jewishness is dependent, or one's Judaism is religious in nature. Is there a bloodline Is there a Jewish bloodline thing? And why am I asking the question? Well, I have to be very delicate. See, there's a website. Is this a website? Hanukkah candles or Christmas stockings, Easter or Passover, bagels and lox or a ham sandwich. For half Jews, people with one Jewish parent, identity can be a complicated thing, inextricably bound up with questions of culture, family, and God. And other people's insistence on offering their notions of who is Jewish can make things even trickier. It's called halfjew.com. Do you have one Jewish parent and one non-Jewish parent? Are you half Jewish, and how do you deal with it, right? And I deal with that in my family because I have stepchildren whose father is Jewish, and my wife is not, and the children, you know, are, by my view, at least partially Jewish in terms of blood, in terms of the tribes of Israel, in terms of a certain geographic and national orientation, part Jewish. And I have told them, be proud of that. And when the oldest one was called Bagel Boy, I said, the next time that guy calls you that, you knock his teeth down his throat. You give him one pass. You're a friend of mine, I'll give you one pass. Do it again, and you lose all of those nice, beautiful, shiny teeth that your parents just had in braces. That's what you do. That's my, and I feel completely confident in telling him that. Completely. Not a problem. He's a friend of yours. He calls you a bagel boy or Jew boy or something like that. You give him a pass, and you say, okay, you call me that one more time, and we're going to dance. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I feel completely confident in saying that. Well, the other day I heard one of the kids make a crack, and I said, well, you know, you shouldn't say that about people because you guys have Jewish blood. Would you like it if somebody was referencing, you remember when somebody called you bagel boy, blah, blah, blah. I was trying to drive the point home, and the comment came back to me, I'm not Jewish. Now, I don't know if you remember that movie, Gentleman's Agreement, but in it, a little boy comes running home from school because he'd been beaten up because the other kids called him Jew. And he's crying, and he goes to his mother, and she says, don't worry, Timmy, or whatever the hell his name is, you're not Jewish. So there's two kinds of don't worry Timmys. There's the don't worry Timmy where you say, don't worry, you're not Jewish, and there's the don't worry Timmy, which is, don't you worry, you be proud of who you are, and you stand up to them if they call you a name. So, and I'm not saying that we have that dilemma in our house, but the question that I have, that I have a disagreement with my wife over is, well, if the there is Jewish blood and there is that sort of Jewish physical heritage, racial heritage that is undeniable, and of course my wife says, no, it's purely religious, purely religious. That if they do not practice the religion, they are not Jewish. And I can't argue with her because I don't know what the hell it is I'm talking about. I'm just the dumb stepdad. I'm just the dumb Irish Catholic slash Buddhist slash imbecile stepdad who doesn't know where. I can't find it with both hands some days. But it was kind of interesting, and that's why when Mike gave me this halfjew.com, see, this kind of stuff is mental, man. I mean, what are you talking about? You're going to have one refrigerator with a ham in it and another refrigerator that's kosher? I mean, how are they going to do that? Well, I'm half Jewish, so half the kitchen's kosher. Most branches of American Judaism recognize as Jews only those with a Jewish mother, leaving many people who are raised in the faith but whose sole Jewish parent is their father feeling spurned. Only the Reform movement accepts as Jews those who have either Jewish mothers or fathers as long as they were raised Jewish. While many offspring of religiously mixed marriages say they're happy embracing both sides of their heritage, pressures from outside can make that difficult. Half Jews have been treated as a problem forever, mostly by the Jewish community who insist that you're either Jewish or you're not. Okay, maybe that answers my question. This is according to Daniel Klein, a Jewish writer who co-authored the half-Jewish book, A Celebration. With surveys showing that half of American Jews now marry outside their faith, questions facing the children of such unions have grown more pressing. Intermarriage and its offspring touch one of Judaism's most sensitive nerves, the fear among many Jews that assimilation is diluting their ranks. We trace our heritage back to so many thousands of years, and when you marry someone who's not Jewish, you've sort of walked away, said Rabbi Rosenbaum, director of the National Jewish Outreach Program, which encourages religious identity among Jews. Klein argues Judaism is more likely to ensure its future by accepting intermarriage and welcoming half-Jews instead of pushing them away. Well, here's what I think. And now you get to know what Phil thinks. I think if you're a kid and you have a Jewish father, and you don't have a Jewish father, you have a Jewish father, and you're raised Catholic, or you're raised Presbyterian, or you're raised whatever the hell it is that you're raised, and you're not Jewish, and nobody's ever calling you Jewish, and anybody is, you know, and it's just a cool thing, and, you know, as far as they're concerned, your name is Patty McGillicuddy. But some guy walks up to you and calls you Bagel Boy because your father's Jewish. I think at that point, you have to, if not standing up for yourself, stand up for your father. And you stand up for your family. And at that point, if you have a friend or a dad or a family member, you say, yeah, I'm Jewish. What's it to you? You may not be. And you may tell yourself that you're not. But to deny it is like running away. You know, from people that you care about, from people that you love. So what do I know? Because I was raised Phil Rosenbaum, and later on in life. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Hey, look, I had a Jewish girlfriend. I told you about it. I had a Jewish girlfriend for 2 years, and very early on I knew that we wouldn't be getting married because she said, and don't ever think of bringing a Christmas tree into my home, and if you ever bring any Altoids in with a beef gelatin in, I'm going to kill you. And another thing, I don't want any ham sandwiches, and how dare I can taste bacon on you. You know, we'd kiss, and she'd go, ew. I go, what? You had bacon for breakfast. Yeah, I had bacon for breakfast. And it's just, it's an impossibility. Look, you know, I don't know what you're going to think about this. Everybody's experience is different, but I really do believe that in the end, you return to your own. You return to your own kind. When all is said and done, when the beautiful portals of life are beginning to close, you return to your own kind, you know? I've had Jewish girlfriends, black girlfriends, Chinese girlfriends, all kinds. And when I finally got married, it was to a blonde Catholic chick. That's exactly what I started out with 40-some years ago, blonde Catholic girls, and guess what I married? And in between, Henry went out there and did his thing, because he's a child of the 60s, and hey, man, we're all brothers. And I did the black chick thing for a while, and oh, boy, wasn't that fun being the only white face in a family reunion. Hey, I'm sorry, but it's tough. I got a blonde Catholic wife with the last name Sanchez. What do you want from me? And the Jewish girl, and the Chai, and the Jack. Forget it. In the end, if you're Jewish, you will return to a Jewish girl or guy. In the end, if you're Catholic, you'll return to that. And in the end, if you're Chinese, you're going to be going back to China. You know what? I just think we return to what we know and what we're comfortable with. Is it right? Is it wrong? No, it's neither right nor wrong. It's just people like what they know. People like what they know. I think people who make interracial marriages and interfaith marriages work, they're the greatest people in the world. My hat's off to them because I think the odds are against you. It's a million-to-one shot. Million-to-one shot. Go ahead, have at it, brother. I almost did it myself. But, whatever. I don't know what the hell intervened. I think I passed out. Something happened. I moved. 1-800-449-8686. I know your in-laws are Chinese and Jewish, right, Mike? Good for you.